Hello guys, welcome once again to another amazing episode on Journey Stories with YK. My name is Yinka, as you already know. I am CEO of Favorite Host. I hope you're on seatbelt because this is gonna be a long ride.
Hello everyone, welcome once again to Journey Stories with YK. Thank you so much once again for joining us. And for you guys that are our first timers, we really appreciate you. Welcome to Journey Stories with YK. Like I said in the previous episode, it is a platform where we, you know, have beautiful and amazing celebrities and influencers on, where they share their past struggles, their journey stories, really, and we can learn from, you know, for some of us that are still currently going through this stuff, we can see them as okay. I mean, if Jesus could do it for them, then he can also do it for us. So thank you so much for joining. You can check us up on YK Christian Wears on Instagram, YK_Wears on Twitter, and YK Christian Wears on Facebook. Thank you so much once again for joining. And our old timers, you guys know, for even jumping on the 8th episode, I know you guys are like the biggest G's. Thank you so much for still consistently listening to this podcast, rather. And you know that we will always give you the best. So today, we have an amazing guest as usual. You know, we don't disappoint. But this one is iconic. I'll put it that way because, I mean, it's unique. I'm sure that you've seen the flyer already that you know is on here. Guys, I would want to introduce an amazing mentor, role model of mine. Let's give it up for the leader of Gospel Falls. Hello.
Sultan.
Yes. I know. I'm like, should I put the Mr. or Sultan is fine. Okay. All right. Thank you so much, sir, for jumping on this show. We really, really appreciate you. Yeah, thank you so much. So, like we ask, what was it like growing up for you?
First of all, I want to say thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you so much, sir.
And I'm truly honored, and I believe that this in a couple of years is going to be global.
Amen. Well, like the first guys that have prayed for me since I started. I think it's like the 8th episode since January. Thank you so much for praying.
I heard in my spirit that no matter what I have to do, I have to be a part of it. Mm. I have to be a part of your story.
Thank you so much. So yes. Glory to God.
A fulfillment for me.
Glory to God.
To encourage you also let you know that you are not wasting your time.
Thank you. At some point of this podcast, actually, I was feeling like that. If I was because it's something that is new, so am I on the right track? You know, but thank you so much. I think God really wanted me to hear that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
So what was it like for me growing up? Well, I'm a Lagosian. I'm from Lagos. Mm-hmm. Lagos Island. I was born into a Muslim family.
Are you serious?
Yes. So
wow.
My dad is a Muslim.
Wow. Okay.
But my mother was a Christian.
Okay.
She's late now.
Wow. Sorry about that.
Yes. Fine. Yeah. So, her passing was an activation of my journey in music. So, if she was probably still alive, I'll probably be in the UK now. Because as at then, she was, you know, planning to immigrate.
Okay. And take, of course. Yes. No, God had a different plan.
God had a different plan. Maybe it would have been a different story. Growing up in, you know, in an Islamic family, because of my dad's exposure to education, he did not. I would rather say, I won't say because of that, but some other parents still insist on you practicing.
I would rather say.
I would just say it's just God that shifted his heart to make me
decide.
Yes, be a Christian.
Yes.
Give my life to Christ.
Yes.
I'm also trying my best to also, you know, make my life an example for him to also accept that Jesus Christ is Lord.
He's Lord, yes, of course.
But every time we put together a concert, you know, he comes.
Wow.
He doesn't know the songs, but he's
just that is father support.
Yes.
That's amazing.
One of these days. So he gave me this support, and my brothers too are Christians.
Okay.
So I have an immediate younger brother.
Okay.
His name is Dio.
Okay.
But people don't know he's my brother. He's head of media.
Okay.
EZT.
Oh.
Easy Concept.
Okay, the Judy King's record.
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing.
So most people
that's amazing.
Really know Easy Concept. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. If you see us talking when he's addressing me, he's talking like I employ him.
Yes.
So
that's a nice relationship.
Yes. So we've been Christians, but we're going to church.
Okay.
But I would rather say I had an encounter with God twice.
Okay. What was the first one?
The first one was in 2008.
Okay.
At Redeem Camp.
Okay.
Had an encounter with him. The second time was in 2014.
Okay.
With Pastor Nathaniel Bassin.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
And then I would say...
This second encounter, did you like meeting in person or was ministering?
He was ministering and then he called people out.
Okay. Of course. He did it even... Because of our service too. You also did it in our church.
Yeah, right? So... But this one, he got people out to give their lives to Christ.
Okay.
I didn't go out.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like, if you like to amend your ways, you need to give
them. They want to rededicate.
You want to rededicate. Mm-hmm. Pastors do it.
Yes.
A lot of men of God do it.
Yeah.
There's a way they say it that will not really move a grounded Christian.
True.
But there's a way someone else will say it and then you feel like...
You still need to go out.
To go out
and
just, you know, be clean.
Yes, true.
There was a way he... You know, his dialogue was fantastic.
Yeah.
I came out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to meet him. I said, that was a great illustration. He didn't even know I was a singer. So, the third one for me, I would say the third one was, this was not me encountering God to discover. This was me rather discovering, discovering why.
Okay.
Why am I in a band?
The reason. Yes.
Yes. Also with Pastor Nathaniel Bassin.
Okay.
So this one was a mentorship. Fire.
Of course, as expected.
Yes.
As expected.
Growing up in Lagos, I moved to my grandmother's place.
Mm-hmm.
Then I started playing music, playing drums, weekly service in the Redeemed Church.
Okay. I'm feeling like you are or were always ICCG member or something.
Yes.
That was like your church.
Yes, that was like, because that was my mom's church.
Okay.
My grandmother's
church. Because you said something about the camp, so I'm not like, can you see reading? Yes. So I'm like, okay.
From there, you know, of course, went to school in
English. Normal, yes.
So my dad was just big on education.
Do you ever just go to school?
Just go to school. You are doing well.
Yeah, normal. So yes.
He believes that there is Jesus Christ, but he doesn't believe in Jesus
Christ. And I will keep praying that he eventually accepts Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you. So, like, now, this is the second question. So, like, you are like your band. Since I became born again, that I'm now like familiar with, you know, Christian artists or Christian music, gospel music. That I'm basically like the only rock, Christian rock band that I don't know if there are others in Nigeria that I know. Like, the uniqueness still catches me every time I get to experience God through your ministrations. So, like, why rock? Why not maybe Afro, Lulu Blues does, the Afro Christian. Why rap music? Why that genre?
That's a very good question.
Thank you so much.
So as a musician, as a young musician, when I was younger, I used to love rock music.
But not Christian music, rock.
No, I love Christian music.
But like, I wouldn't say ungodly, but like, they're like, songs that I don't have.
Now this is me talking. This is me talking about the music.
Okay.
The music.
Yes.
The genre.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love rock music.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing about rock music is you cannot do rock music if you are not a fan.
Mm-hmm.
You have to first of all be a fan.
Yeah.
Before you can now venture.
Yes. Yeah.
Because rock is not just a genre of music.
Mm-hmm.
Rock is a culture.
Mm-hmm.
That is why they do rock festivals.
That's true.
Even though they are trying to do Afrobeat festival.
Mm-hmm.
Rock in the history of musical concerts,
mm.
like in the history of music concerts, mm. since the time music concerts began, mm. the biggest concerts are rock concerts.
Mm. Amazing. I'm just saying this for the first
time. Yes. In fact, I can tell you for free that what made Michael Jackson global,
mm.
is that he had rock music
in elements. Yes, in that is true. That is true. That
well, listen to Dirty Diana. Listen to They Don't Really Care About Us. Listen to hear that
yes.
rock guitar.
Mm, that's
rock true. Music is a culture. Check, watch all these Hollywood movies. What do they yes. use as soundtrack?
That is true. Especially the action movies. They use rock sound. Really?
I'm not trying to
really downplay that genre. Yes, I understand.
Rock is not something you just go into and come out.
You have to be like committed yes. to it.
And if you're going into rock music, you have to go with a plan.
Okay.
And when I mean a plan, for the bands in Nigeria, we are not the only Christian rock band.
Okay.
There is Reb J360. There is the Northmen.
Okay.
Now, if you're looking at Nigeria as a context,
mm.
rock music started from the north.
Like
Nigeria.
Outside people.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Wow.
Treadstone.
Okay.
Were the ones that pioneered modern rock
in Nigeria. No.
I don't think they are still together.
No.
But they came with a message.
Mm.
And that was
yeah, they were not like gospel.
They were.
Okay. I mean,
and inspirational.
Amazing.
Their songs amazing. Were like, it's like when you are listening to Johnny Drew when he's not singing a love song.
Okay.
Asha.
I feel you. Okay. This guy too. Daria Atalabi.
Kubans. So now imagine Kubans rock.
Okay.
So these guys came and they pioneered it, and currently you have Gospel Force, you have Stage One,
mm-hmm.
you have Northmen, there are others, they are there, Misawa, Kaduna, they are there. In fact, they do a concert together, they are still looking at the possibility of, you know, having gospel, because they don't know, you know, Gospel Force Day. Because we've been there once.
Okay.
So the one time we went there was 2018.
Okay.
When we went there and left, the news went.
Wow. Abrupt. Amazing.
They are still waiting for
another.
We'll be able to and then set up another crusade.
Yes. I'm fantastic.
For Gospel Force, why rock? We didn't choose rap because other people are doing.
So then
No. It didn't happen like that. We were under Sonam's mentorship.
Okay.
That's Ify Nathan. For 2 years.
Okay.
She mentored us for 2 years.
Okay.
That was between 2012 and 2014.
Okay. So she was more like a coach?
Yes.
Okay.
Like a mentor.
Okay.
Mentor ministry, based on ministry, music, passing.
Okay.
Ministry ethics. This is what you need to this you are doing.
So for 2 years. Wow.
We were seeing her almost every week.
Wow.
And she was teaching us.
Wow.
How to, in fact.
You guys mean business. Wow.
In fact, before we set out, I had the opportunity of meeting Pastor Adeboye's wife. Mami G.
Yes.
In camp. There was a way it happened. I presented a gift. And I saw it as an opportunity.
Yes. To just
get something from her. And not material.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Of course.
It wasn't material. It was rather spiritual.
Yes.
Someone introduced the entire team. I said, I'm presenting this gift. Let me just take everyone and
learn.
And Momjio prayed one simple prayer. He said, everywhere you go to minister, there will be a difference.
Until today, I still feel the details. So I remember when Gospel Force is on the stage.
Yes, so
amazing.
The degree of
amazing.
So that's exactly how it is.
Mm-hmm.
And we realized that if we were to perform the nature of the gospel.
Okay.
Pastor Yemi may probably not relate to what we are doing. Because rock music can be so misunderstanding.
Mm.
You just hear
so much energy everywhere.
And what we are saying is divine.
Mm. Okay.
What I'm saying is divine. If you sit down and listen to the lyrics of what we are writing, you know, hear something about the glory of God, and nobody get the way you died on the cross of God, free. But behind you, so if I come into Global Impact, for example, to do that, Pastor Yemi might feel like, you know, but so we were like, if we don't communicate, we cannot preach. Pass the message. So what do we do? We want to take popular songs.
Yes. That's what we do.
Fuse those popular songs
into rock,
into our style.
Fantastic. Yes, I noticed that.
And that is temporary.
Okay. I see what you did there. Thank you. Wow, that was lonesome. Thank you so much. So, like before we started the recording, you know, you went through the questions and you bumped into the question where I asked if you ever had a life outside Christ. So, like, I would also want the audience to hear.
Okay, I would start by saying, is there any newborn baby that remembers the previous thing? I don't even think you remember how you came out.
True. The time memory comes is like maybe 2, 1.5.
Then you can't even remember the first day you really started.
That's true.
That being born again for me, I don't think I remember my past.
That's gone. That's been forgotten.
It's gone. You understand? It's gone. I don't even like to make reference to it. That when I was born, I just understand what I'm saying.
Yes.
I don't think it's a new life. For now, there is. The Bible says in Romans 8, during this one. Therefore, there is no
condemnation. Yes,
it is said. Therefore, there will be
therefore,
there is no
condemnation to those who are in
Christ Jesus.
True.
You know, the rest is by them. The Spirit set me free from the spirit from the, what's that verse again?
The verse two.
The verse two. I'm set free from the. The spirit of the man or something.
Yes.
I don't really know how to.
Of course.
Because when I glance through it,
you are not.
It just gives me that resonation. So it's now. Even yesterday, I've forgotten about it.
True.
Now,
true,
what is
true,
happening now?
True.
So I also channel it to the professional aspect.
Okay.
What did you say? Oh yes, I did this. I prayed. I rehearsed 40 hours yesterday.
That's gone.
We're
about to be.
No, of course.
Because some of funny enough, people will be like, I also say even sometimes I feel that way. You feel like, I prayed 6 hours yesterday. I'm on trial this week. There's no need for me to pray.
But thinking of what you did yesterday, using it to, as an achievement to rest.
Satisfaction.
No, the rest. But the rest is the wrong word. To be lazy.
To be lazy. Yes, lazy.
So that's it.
Well, thank you. Wow, thank you so much. Okay. So now this is, I think, it's one of the serious questions of this session. So, like, I'm sure we are humans, and as even Christians, we even Jesus said that all of these things I went through. Don't think as my followers you would not go through them, right? Even much more tribulations and all still. So, like, I'm sure there might have been a challenge or two that has tested your faith, and for a moment you felt, if is God still on my side? Is God still with me? Could you like share with us one moment like that, or one challenge that you went through and overcame over time?
Okay. I'm trying to remember because on most cases,
yeah.
Philippians 4:19 always happened to me. So I know the person, anybody listening to me now, who could be like, no, he's not saying the truth, and it'll be a truth in his life.
True.
But as I said, I thought most of these things I don't remember. Like, for example, when I wanted to pay my daughter's school fees.
Okay.
I needed to pay at that moment, and I had overspent and sorted out a lot of things and stuff. But it now came to a time when she needed to start school. It was like, God, I need your help. No, and I did not pray to him by kneeling down. You know,
just more like it's the thought, right? Yeah, conversation.
Yes, you know that way. that you didn't plan to.
Yes, yes.
This was around 1 AM. And I'm not saying that it's because it's 1 AM in the midnight. Midnight is the best
movement. Exactly. No,
I'm saying it just happened.
That was what happened.
At that time, yes. It could have been during the day.
Actually.
So I just felt, God, I need to pay Sammy Scofield. Don't think about whatever mistake I have made.
Mm.
Don't think about whatever disobedience. Just think about Sammy. You give her to me. And you understand?
True.
But please help me.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
And 2 days later, to cut the long story short, in 4 days after that prayer, I got times three.
Wow.
Of Sammy Scofield.
Wow. So you were even able to pay?
I was able to pay.
And even do other things.
Do other things.
That's amazing.
I still bought stuff.
That's amazing.
Bags,
wow. That's amazing.
And many occasions like that. That's just one out of
billions. Billions of millions that happen.
I think that point where, you know, my faith had been tested came from financial need. Most of the time when I needed funds to get something done, I was like, why is this one happening now?
Yeah.
So someone can just call me and this has happened.
Yes, now.
A lot of people don't believe in people calling someone and saying this. But I've seen it happen. That happened to me.
To you personally, that's my experience.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes, then. Mm. And me as the receiver, I always go with vulnerability.
Yes, that's true. Humility too.
Yes.
Yes.
So I don't. The couple of people that sponsored my daughter's school fees still told me that when next she wants to,
you should let them know.
I should let them know.
Hallelujah.
And I'm talking to you. I don't even want to let them
know. Exactly.
Yes, then.
Yes,
so,
yes.
I'm just saying that personally, social media, the stage, the glittery,
the riots,
or the lights.
Yeah.
They don't make people know that. They don't let people know that most of these psalmist ministers actually go through stuff.
Actually.
Materially.
Actually, yes.
And most of us are out there, but because we want to protect a brand, we are not vulnerable.
Yeah, that is true.
We don't want to open up to some people.
That is true.
We want it to be that God did it for us.
Exactly.
If God was going to do it for you, He won't send you money. He will send you people. It's people that give you money.
Exactly. So you need to ask.
Yes.
Ask.
You need to open up. You need to have a community of friends that
relationship
pull you up. Because one of the ways the devil can stop you, can stop your flow. But when you're even the devil, one of the ways you yourself can stop your flow from connecting to the inner room, the throne room, is when you are down creatively and your emotions are all over you.
Yes, that is true.
You can't create.
That is true.
And
that is true.
One of the best ways to receive powerful songs, I would say, if there is any creative listening to me, is to thank God.
Thanksgiving.
It is Thanksgiving that brings great songs.
Actually, Thanksgiving.
Look at the great songs of our time. It is Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Enter is caught with
the praise. It's going to his throne with Thanksgiving. Yes, fantastic. Thank you so much. Thank you. So basically, to just round that question up, I just noticed that you are a Bible freak. Are you putting the word to any situation, right? Like what you said about Philippians 4:19. I'm guessing that should be the Lord will supply your need according to the riches and glory in Christ Jesus, right?
Yeah.
I know it's not Bible. So like I know that you're fond of, you know. So I would address this to the audience, I would say that in any situation, just put in the word of God, right?
Okay, I would like to explain that.
Okay.
Pastor Matt taught us something.
That is Antonio Bassi.
Yes, he taught us something on that very day. He said, when David saw Goliath, he went to the brook.
Okay.
That's the brook is where water flows.
Yes.
He went to the brook to pick up stones.
Yes.
And then where did he keep it? He kept it in his bag.
Yes.
That was when he saw Goliath.
Yes.
When he was ready to, well, not when he was ready, like during the course of the assault.
Yes, yes, yes.
But when he wanted to strike Goliath, he did not go back to the brook. He put his hand in his pocket.
Yes, yes, okay, okay. I see where you're going to.
These girls.
Yes, 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 yes.
So most of the time, when we study the word, we don't study it as an application to our lifestyle. We just want to quote it word for word and appear like Bible
scholars. Okay, okay, okay. I see it there. That is true. That is true.
So, David did not go back to the book. That book is the Bible.
Okay, okay.
But the word of God, the Bible in his book, is now part of it.
Part of
it,
exactly.
So by the time he was going to cast that stone, it went with power.
Yes, that is true. That is true. Yes.
Maybe if he had gone looking for the brook, he would have received a spear by
behind, for stones. Yes, that is true. That is true. So he prepared for the battle.
Yes. Yes.
During the assault.
Yes. So the battle was on. Assault is what happens in the battle.
Yes, yes, like, yes.
Strategize, that's true.
Yes, yes, that is true.
That's right. I try as much as possible to keep myself updated in the Word of God. But there are some parts of the Bible that resonate
naturally
with me and keeps me going.
Yes, yes. So that's, I would say, Philippians 4:19.
Yes, then Ephesians 2:8.
What's in
that? It says that it talks about, I don't really know how to.
It talks about
the grace of God that no man should boast.
Everything that is happening is
just by the grace of God.
Yes, I said that. Okay, the part was like, it's not I, but the grace of God is with me.
No. Let me try to bring it out.
Okay.
For this, the moment. So, Ephesians 2:8. So it says that for by grace you have been saved by faith. Nothing you could ever end, nothing you did could ever end the salvation. For it was the love gift from God that brought us to Christ. So no one will ever be able to boast for salvation is never a reward for good works or a man trying. So that one too
keeps you growing, knowing that no matter the height you attain, it's still by the grace of God. Yes, thank you.
That is how.
Thank you so much.
When we go to minister like that, I know that God gave me the gift of speaking.
Yes, yes.
So God gave me the gift of speaking. If someone says go, maybe I'll say the go may be different.
Because
the Bible says that God is able to do exceedingly
abundantly above all that you can ask or think. Yes.
According to the power that works
in us.
Not according to the power in you.
That works. Yes, so true.
I can say go, nothing happened. Another person can say that same good and everything will happen.
Yes, that is true. That is true. That is true.
So I do not take the gift for granted. Every time we go to minister, I try as much as possible to let God speak to his people through me. And so that's why anytime Gospel Force is ministering, you will see where the music drops.
You do that a lot. You do that a lot.
It's not just the music.
Exactly. You do that a lot.
The music is like ushering in the presence.
It's secondary.
Yes, but you see that short exhortation.
Yes, and then it sparks everybody up. Fantastic. Exactly. Fantastic. Thank you so much. So, we're approaching the end.
Yes.
So, I would just want you to just quickly maybe read it. 30 minutes. No, 30 seconds. Just a word of encouragement for someone who financially too is currently going through stuff, and like even if they are a Christian or not, they still feel like God is not with them. So what, like, it works for you with the word of God, how can you use that same to, you know, pass an information to them,
now
edify
them? What I'm going to say is, whoever is listening to me, you have the word of God. Sometimes, because you have the word of God, you get angry that God is not doing anything.
Yeah.
What is your plan to improve financially?
Okay. It's not us with faith, but with works. Because faith without works is dead.
It's dead. Okay. And God said, I will bless the
works of your hands. Fantastic.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I will bless the works.
So if there are no works, then there's nothing
there's
to bless.
There's nothing to bless.
So go to school, go to that school.
Go to school.
Yes.
Learn a trade.
Yes.
I don't know.
Graphic design. Exactly.
Fashion.
Mm-hmm.
What is that thing you can do by the Spirit?
Mm-hmm.
I said, go this way.
Exactly.
Do you want to trade? Do you want to do e-commerce? Do you want to do music production, fashion.
I want to join the gospel force.
In fact, if you join gospel force, be ready for work. You want to do all those things.
Mm.
If you're having issues financially, there are laws.
True, and principles.
Those principles that if an unbeliever applies,
it will say click.
It will click.
Of course.
Because rain will fall, it will touch everybody.
Just and the unjust, everybody.
It is everybody
you touch. That is true.
My advice for everyone is, what is that skill you want to develop or you have? What is that gift that you can monetize? And the best time to do that is in your 20s.
That is true.
I'm not saying the best time. I was saying, okay, the best time to do that is your 20s. The good time to do that is in your
30s. The bad time is your 40s.
Then the worst is in your 50s.
Of course. 70 and there's no point anymore.
That's in your 50s and you're thriving, it happens to just few people. You understand? Just few people. But if you can get, everything ready.
And your 20s, then
you have the energy to
plan. And the stability.
And also, your gift will make way for you, but it will not keep you there. It is character that will keep you there.
Actually, attitude too. Yes.
Character towards people.
Yes.
How do you honor people?
How
do you respect people?
Yes.
How do you treat people?
Yes.
How do you make yourself available? A man once told me, his name is Dr. Panampasi Paul.
Mm-hmm.
He said, humility is when you make yourself available for those who cannot afford you.
I should have brought my pen and my
jot. You can listen to him. So, you understand? You notice that I keep quoting what people
say.
The knowledge I have, I meant it.
Exactly. It's where else from heaven like that.
Self-made.
Yes, exactly.
A lot of people learn to quote people and then they make it sound like they came up with it. It's fine.
I think we're living low-key pride.
But you
want to say something because you want to feel.
Most of the time, I listen to great people.
Okay.
And I realize that as a songwriter, as a musician, what can make me write good songs is when I know the word.
The word,
lyrics.
Exactly.
And then you put melody and then give it.
You put your guitar and then on to rock. Yes.
So
fantastic.
By the special grace of God, we are putting together a rock concert next month.
Amazing.
September 17th.
Amazing.
A lot of music will be going.
This episode is going to even drop before then, so I'm sure they'll listen and they'll jump on.
So it's going to be, they can check the website or they check the bands.
You can never show your Instagram page.
Okay,
just Twitter, Instagram.
We opened Instagram. I think 2014
that don't fall into the heart of man. That time eyes have not seen them.
So they can just share. So there's this link on our page. Just click it, Linktree.
We use Linktree for the podcast.
Yeah, so everything you just see, secure seat for OTRC. Click it.
Fantastic. Are you doing well? I must be better.
But even thinking of getting Pastor Yemi to attend.
Okay.
For the sake of time, I just want to, encourage everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I know you've heard this from a lot of people, oh, what I want to say to you now, don't ever give up.
Actually.
So I'm going to tell
actually.
You that.
Even the economy can never allow you to do
that. And you know you're not supposed to give
up. Of course, of course.
I'm just saying that you should plan.
Mm-hmm.
Plan yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to... What kind of neighbors do you want to live with?
Mm-hmm.
What do you still want to be having a conversation of what journal one? Who used the bathroom and did not flush? Where he took my clothes from the wire. If you want to have that kind of conversation in 10 years,
mm-hmm.
if you want to have that kind of conversation in 10 years, there's a plan.
Wait, of course, don't plan at all. Exactly.
Mean nothing.
Yes, yes.
But if you want to become somebody, you have to become somebody now.
Now, true.
A lot of people say, hey, from a nobody to somebody. I don't agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody is a nobody.
Nobody, actually. It's somebody who would have been a somebody.
Nobody has never been a nobody.
Mm-hmm. Actually.
It is from someone to someone. The person just transformed.
Exactly.
That's it.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
I believe that this little conversation we've had inspired.
Thank you so much, Mr. Sultan. Thank you. God bless you. So, guys, you've listened. This is so impactful, so loathsome. You can always listen again and again. Because trust me, even when I'm done here, I'm still going to listen again. So, thank you, guys. So, the concert, don't forget the concert. I'll be there. So, we must all be there together.
Yeah, September 17th.
Students, go straight to their Instagram, Twitter, wherever. Still the same gospel for us. Click on the link and register. Save yourself a seat and be transformed.
Yeah.
And be transformed. Thank you so much, Mr. Sultan. So, guys, this is the end of the episode. See you at the 9th episode. Always remember, Jesus is more than enough for you. Bye. Girl.